You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Well, as we hoped last week, this is a conference championship week mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here again on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question from David Florent, who wants to know, will the Broncos think outside the box to stop the Pats offense, or are they better served to stick to what they've done? Well, you generally don't want to get too exotic when you get to this point, as the old cliche goes. Get to the biggest dance, you're going to dance with the girl who brung you here. So that would mean, I would think, the Broncos will have a fair amount of man coverage. We'll see some zone, going to see some inside rushes, going to see some blitzes from time to time. I don't think you're going to see the Broncos completely break the book on this. Now, it'll be interesting to see how they handle Chris Harris Jr.'s injury. Of course, he's coming off of the shoulder problem that he's had, and it limited him against the Steelers, but he says he's feeling better, and the Broncos are going to need him because he's going to get primarily be tasked with taking care of Julian Edelman, who's caused a lot of teams problems this year. And then the Broncos, of course, were fortunate enough to not have to deal with him back in November, but they're going to have to deal with him now. So I really don't think you're going to see the Broncos do anything exotic. Maybe there'll be a tweak or two, but when you have the number one defense in the NFL and you get to this point, you generally cause more problems by going away from your core strengths. And that's why I think you're going to see the Broncos just go ahead and run the type of defense that they've run all year for the most part. Maybe a tweak or two, but nothing more than that. It's been good enough against most teams. We'll find out if it's good enough against the most potent offense in the NFL. Next question is from Randy Holst, who wants to know, hey, Andrew, with this season's controversies regarding OT rules, do you see the NFL revisiting and changing anything? Well, I'm sure it will be discussed by the competition committee and perhaps beyond that at the owners' meetings coming up this spring. Of course, we saw yet another example of how overtime is still inherently unfair to at least one team because it's predicated too much on the coin flip. The Packers, for a second consecutive season, saw their year end in an overtime situation in the playoffs in which they didn't see the football. You know, there's the old school defenders that say, oh, you know, defense is a part of the game too, and that's fine. But to me, the basic problem fundamentally is that Arizona's defense had no, and Green Bay's offense had no impact on the game last week. We saw this for the Broncos back in 2014 in Seattle. The Seahawks marched right down, scored a touchdown. The Broncos didn't have a chance to respond. So it felt like, to me, only half the teams decided that game. I think that's kind of unfair, especially when a solution is very simple. Just say each team gets the ball once, then you go to sudden death. So I think it'll be revisited. That doesn't mean I think it's going to pass, because you've got some very old school, old-minded people on the competition committee who say, well, you know, defense is part of the game, and if you want to go on in overtime, you've got to stop them. That's an ancient mentality for an offensive-driven sport like this one is. I don't like it. I hope it changes, but I don't hold out any great hope that it will, at least not yet. Thanks for the question, and thanks for all of your questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, and we certainly hope we're having a mailbag looking ahead to the Super Bowl, we'll see what happens Sunday. Go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm @MaceDenver and use the hashtag AskMace. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.